reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. This is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And then here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Rehana and Sister Nahid. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
We have a ritual in this program in which you have to introduce yourself briefly for those audience who do not know you. But we just have to hear a little bit of introduction about yourself, briefly.
Well, yeah. First of all, I'm really honored to be with you and your dear listeners. My name is Nahid. I'm a TFL graduate, and it's been a while that I'm conducting some various researches on Muslim, especially Muslim women.
Thank you very much. And you, Sister Rehana?
I'm Rehana, and currently I'm proud to say that I'm a stay-at-home mother, and this is what I spend my time in right now. And I'm very interested in Islamic topics regarding the well-being of Muslim women, especially.
Thank you very much for being here, both of you. It's a pleasure to be there with you. And let's get back to reality. So what kind of a person you are? Do you laugh a lot?
Not a lot, but I try to not be those, like those people who are just being too serious all the time.
So grumpy all of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I avoid being that.
Yeah. Yeah, I avoid being sullen, but sometimes when I'm on my brooding mode, there is no way to control it. What about you?
I laugh at everything.
Yes.
Yes, I laugh at every, like, lame joke.
Exactly.
I just tell lame jokes everywhere, and nobody laughs but me. And it's one of my faults. Everyone tells me that I have lame jokes.
And let me confess, seeing your smile today gave me the energy because I didn't know you from before. Seeing your smile and laughter really excited me towards you.
Yeah, same in here. Yeah. I have the same feeling for her as well.
So I guess it's a good thing maybe at times.
Her smiles are so heartwarming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Same here.
So I myself, whenever I'm, especially when I'm acquainted with the people I love, that's like I cannot control my laughs. It's all the time. It's coming so wild that I did not recognize if it's true right now at this moment, at this occasion. Even in the very serious occasions when I'm with my friend, like imagine in a seminar or in, oh my God, some very embarrassing situations would
funerals.
Happen. Yeah, funerals. Oh yes, in the funerals, unfortunately. It happens in an uncontrolled way.
Yeah. And it's not something
like
bad.
I have tears in my eyes.
Yeah, same here. But it's not something bad. Yeah, I know it's sometimes embarrassing.
It's not bad. It's embarrassing and impulsive.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, with
it's
no actually bad intention. So do we have such a thing as a bad laugh?
Of course we do. Like when you laugh at someone mockingly. That is terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible, unfortunately. But who's there who claimed that it has never happened?
I mean, we laughing at other people or being laughed at, you mean?
Both of the situations.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Both of the situations happens because there are occasions when people have laughed at us and also when we laughed at other people. And it comes, you know, it comes naturally. Like, I remember once there was a heavy snow and then we had an exam. And the way to that exam, it was so much of a snow out there. And I suddenly fell down and it was such a mucking situation in the street. Thank God my friend was with me. So we managed to control the situation, but it was so laughable and people laughed. Some of the people actually laughed.
Yeah.
And I don't accuse them for what they did because I would have done the same. Maybe I would have done the same if it happened.
I guess even these kinds of laughter are not bad. Like, in their notion, they are something bad, like laughing at people. But at a larger scale, we have a worse kind of laughter, which is laughing at race.
Ideas.
Yeah, laughing at ideas, laughing at a group of people who believe in something.
Yeah, and this is labeling worse. Them with our limited limited perception, personal perception.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's worse and it's happening more and like it's happening worldwide on media. It's really sad that on media we can observe some programs that are just making fun of people, like making fun of different races, making fun of different political groups, the groups that believe in different things. And it's really sad.
Yeah, unfortunately, right now, nowadays, we have this notion of laughing at whatever cost.
Yeah.
So the cost is not important. The important thing is just to laugh, which is not a very nice notion. So I guess laugh is a part of our nature and our essence. What good does laugh bring to us? Now, since that we all are good laughers, we must know what kind of goodness laugh is going to bring.
Well, the good part of laughter is the emotions, of course. Mm-hmm. We feel happy when we laugh, and when we're with loved ones and we see something funny, laughter brings us closer together.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, like smiling or laughing with a friend or even a stranger could bring us closer together as a society, as a family, and it just creates that feeling of bond.
Exactly. It brings intimacy. Like when you are in a crowd of your friends, among your friends, and you go through two more succession of laughs coming after one another, then you feel there's this intimacy among you.
Yeah, and the vibe that we can just feel there. We even have it rooted in our religion as well. Like our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was just being called as a person who always had a smile, and that the smile was like spreading peace and the good vibe towards people.
I guess it brings positivity to the crowd. Like when we see Sister Rehane, as she has this smile on her face, the thing that happens is that we feel more of intimacy. At the same time, she's spreading positivity everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And that can also reduce the tension and stress and bad feelings at the same time.
There is a lot of goodness to laughs, and we could keep on counting the good benefits of a laugh. But then we have to go for a break. We go for it, and then we'll come back. I don't have any specific knowledge about other species who are living in this world, but I guess laughing is particularized, specialized to human beings.
I heard from, the science of logic. In logic, it is said that laughter is specific to humans because humans can become surprised. So in logic, it is said, الإنسانُ ضاحك لأنه متعجب. So it's because they can become surprised. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we can become surprised is because of, again,
our thinking faculty.
Exactly, because we can think and we can presume, we can expect. And I'm sure we've experienced this. If a joke, if we can predict the punchline of a joke, the joke is no longer funny.
Exactly.
It's when the punchline surprises us. If it is when it is not expected that it becomes funny and we laugh.
We human beings are equipped with our wisdom, with our feelings, and laughter is one aspect of our feeling that just shows we are understanding the situations. Seeing that opposite thing in a joke makes us laugh. Mm-hmm. So if we go deep into this feeling, we can understand that our understanding, our thinking, and our brain is showing us this ability of laughter. Like we realize we comprehend the situation, and then we laugh, which is a humanistic feeling.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting just for me to add this point. Like, we had this parrot that was so nice, and it collected everything that we said, and even it imitated the laughing.
Yeah, they do.
And the beautiful thing was that now that you said we understand, I think they have it as well, because whenever it was out of the cage, that imitated the sound of laughing. So it was a sign of him being happy, I guess. Every time it was out of the cage, I guess it's the same for other creatures as well, like for other animals as well. They have a special, or let's put it this way, they have a primitive sort of perception about everything that goes around them. They might imitate laughing, or they might show some gestures that are showing the happiness, but that's different from what human beings go through. Happiness is usually depicted with a smile.
Exactly, the connection of our mind and feeling.
Exactly, yeah. Even in theaters, we have two masks. One is crying, and the eyebrows are just all mingled together. And then the other mask is the mask of smiling and laughing.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, in our religion, it's very good to have smiles on your face. Just like Sister Rehane, you have to spread positivity everywhere you go. This smiling face does not mean that you have to be laughing all the time. There's a difference between a smile and a laugh. Most of the time, smiles are the signs of modesty, are the signs of good intentions. But laughs, even if you laugh with your friend, you might have been through that experience. When I laugh with my friend in the class, everybody else thinks that we're just laughing about them. And it's inevitable, I guess. Like, it happens in all the communities and in all the occasions. When two people are laughing, especially if their laughs have got some... is noisy. If their laugh is noisy, then everybody would think that there is something underneath. And something smells fishy.
Well, we should be aware of the time and the place and the situation.
Right timing is so important.
And we are smiling or laughing. Even choosing between them, like deciding the situation and looking at them. Right now, I remember one situation in my class. Like, as a teacher, I have had this experience as a student as well.
Yeah.
Like, there I was the person who was doing this wrong. And in my class, sometimes these students just burst into laughter while I am teaching a very important thing. And at that moment, it's not a spreading positivity
anymore.
And
then also you feel like bursting, but in anger.
No, even sometimes you want to laugh with them as well, but you can't because of that situation and the time.
Your teacher mask doesn't let you.
Yes, exactly. So it's very important to know the limits, like knowing the borderlines, to what extent, where, when, and how am I going to show this well-being, show this a good vibe of a Muslim person.
Yeah, we have a narration in our religion, and it says that a Muslim must always have a smile on their face, and they must keep their sadness to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have experience with this. I think that I've had experiences when I was sad about something, and I went to a family gathering, and there was a time when I mentioned my sadness. I revealed it to everyone. As a way of, talking about it, getting some support maybe. It didn't help me at all. My sadness just doubled because of sharing, and everyone was sympathetic, and it just continued on.
And then you would have regret as well.
Yes, I burdened other people with my sadness as well, and that sadness didn't stop. On the other hand, I have had experiences when I was sad and I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I went to a family gathering, and by the end, I forgot I was even sad.
Exactly, yeah.
I forgot everything.
Point. Yeah, it happens to all of us, I guess. Like, we all have been through that occasion. When we have a problem, we forget about it as soon as we get to the workplace or to the school, whatever. And then when we come out, we just know that for a temporary hour, we have been just forgetting about whatever sadness we have had. And that's actually good. It's like creating an alternative reality for ourselves. I guess the whole idea behind this, to keep it inside yourself, is to protect your own self, actually.
Yes, as well as other people.
Exactly, yeah. Laugh is one of the cheery part of human life. And that's very, very lovely that we have such talent. So thank you, Sister Rehane.
Pleasure.
And thank you for smiling all the time and giving that positivity to us.
Thank you for that.
And you're welcome. Sister Nahid.
My
pleasure. Also have the same smile,
thank
and I thank you for that. So this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you just enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.